Hey, what's up, humans? It's Vikram Baliga, back with episode 22 of The Plant Prof. Today is the 22nd of November, which means that it's Sunday and that I'm almost done with this Napod Pomo thing. You may notice, if you're watching on YouTube, that I'm wearing the same clothes as yesterday. Funny, isn't it? Isn't that amazing that just magically on the internet, sometimes people, through the magic of technology, record things that release at different times, but they look the same. It's real. So, by the way, if you haven't subscribed on YouTube, if you're listening to this on your podcast player, go subscribe to Plantthropology on the YouTube machine. There'll be a playlist called The Plant Prof where all of these videos live. The Plant Prof is intended to be a companion piece to Plantthropology. So these short 10, 15, or less minute videos will be just in a playlist in there for now. One day, if I get super bored and want to start another YouTube channel, this may live on its own. But for now, The Plant Prof is part of Plantthropology and a companion to Plantthropology. So subscribe to Plantthropology on YouTube, on your favorite podcast player. It's really a great show. We may do video for that eventually. I feel weird about it because I hate asking my guests to be on video if they don't want to be. We'll figure it out. Might happen, might not. Anyway, part two of different types of hydroponic systems. Again, I mentioned there are six type of systems, and we looked at, or we talked about wick systems, water culture, and ebb and flow hydroponics yesterday. So today we're going to talk about the other three main types of systems, okay? The first one are drip systems. So kind of this one kind of lives somewhere in between our the original three, right? So you have a grow bed with some kind of growing medium where your plants are growing. And it sits next to or usually above a tank that has water and nutrient solution in it. Essentially, a pump will use drip emitters, so drip line emitters or micro sprinklers or something like that, to pull water out of your nutrient tanks up into your grow beds. It waters usually on a timer. It'll run for, say, 15 minutes every couple of hours to make sure that those plants stay wet, that the roots stay wet, but that they also have the air drying time and time to really absorb the nutrients in the water that is being supplied to them. Further, this is broken down into recovery and non-recovery systems. Recovery systems are a little more efficient. Those have some kind of an overflow that as those tanks, the growing beds fill up, the water drains back into your main nutrient tank, so it can be reused back in the system. Sometimes this leads to problem with things like algal growth. You can sometimes get weird nutrient buildups and microorganism buildups in this, but really, as long as you keep air running through it and keep it moving, it's not too big of a problem. And it's more efficient, right? You recover the water, you use it again. A non-recovery system sometimes is kind of cleaner in some ways. The pH of your nutrient solution won't change over time. That's another issue with a recovery system. And you don't get some of these weird nutrient buildup problems because you're always supplying fresh nutrient solution and fresh water into your original tank. Or it's coming, you know, it's being pumped from the tank into your grow beds and then it's flushed down a drain, it runs off somewhere. There are some downstream ecological implications to this that we don't really have the time to get into today, but nutrient runoff is typically not a great thing for the environment. The problem is that you have to make sure that your supply is constantly available, right? Since it is not recycling, your mix of nutrients and water is going to deplete more quickly. And in that situation, you want to make sure that, you know, there's a way for you to, in an automated sort of way, or maybe not automated, depending on the complexity of your system, provide more water and more nutrients back into it at regular intervals. Timers are going to be super important, and some kind of technology and automation is going to be super important with this type of system. The next one is called NFT, or nutrient film technique. Essentially how these works is your plants grow in what looks like a gutter. Sometimes it's a PVC pipe, sometimes it's a flat tray. And your plants are suspended in these little mesh cups or some other kind of substrate for them to sit in. And the roots grow down into these gutters. And water and nutrient solution is constantly pumped through the system. In these systems, they're usually angled, so gravity will feed the water through the troughs, your gutters, your PVC, whatever, and then drain back into your original tanks, okay? So in these situations, they're pretty effective, right? Water is constantly running and being oxygenated just by picking up oxygen out of the air, by falling back into the original tank, and everything else. There are some drawbacks because of the structure of these systems. A lot of times you're limited in what crops you can grow. So you'll most typically see things like herbs or leafy greens grown in these NFT systems, though theoretically we've played around with it a little bit and you could grow tomatoes in it or some kind of other fruiting crop. We've done tomatoes in it. It actually worked okay. We got some tomatoes. It's just you have to have other mechanisms to help support the plant because those roots aren't really anchoring into anything. They're just suspended down into this tray, okay? But it actually works pretty well. The biggest problem with an NFT system is you are super susceptible to losing all your plants if your pump goes out or if there's a power outage. Those are both major issues, okay? Major issues. So if your pumps go down, I mean, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You can't continue to use your system. And if there's not water continuously running through there, your plants are going to die. So that's a problem. You have to have some kind of redundancy with your pumps and your power supply. The final kind of system I want to talk about is really interesting. It's called an aeroponic system. It's the most high-tech system. So in these systems, usually you're using large warehouses or a large tank with water in the bottom of it and then a large air gap and the plants sitting up on top of the tank or hanging from the roof of the greenhouse or warehouse or whatever. They have a big one of these at Epcot in Living with the Land. It's really cool. They grow like Brussels sprouts and some other stuff. So essentially you have a pump with mist emitters that are up near the root zone of your plants. So on a timer, usually every few minutes, mist is sprayed onto the roots. The roots can take it up and then they're allowed to dry for a while. These are really interesting systems. They actually work pretty well. The problem you run into is that sometimes, again, same thing, you're reliant on your technology. If your pumps go down, if your mist emitters clog, or whatever else, your plants will dry down and your roots will start dying very quickly. So you have to have, again, redundancy in your pumps and in your power supply and your water supply and everything else. So some of these, you know, that we've talked about over the past 2 days, they increase in complexity. Sometimes they increase in effectiveness, but some of the potential problems with them are also pretty big. So I guess that's it. I don't know. There's more words I could say at you. We'll talk about aquaponics one of these days, which is the combination of like a hydroponic system and like aquaculture. So growing fish or crawfish or something. So anyway, take it easy, humans. Have a good rest of your weekend.